Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 25 January 2021. And boy, I have missed you folks. I really have. I truly, truly have. You can probably tell by my voice, I'm still kind of weak. I am on oxygen. I had a heart trail, a little hard hit. I'll tell you about it in a minute. But I want to thank you for all your prayers. Your prayers and concerns and your cards have been so sweet and encouraged me to continue to keep on going. Folks, I'll tell you what. I'm blessed to have you all my life. I want you to know that. I'm blessed beyond words to have people like you out there that care for us and love us the way you do. And I'm sorry we got behind the office. I know we've been in the office now for 3 or 4 weeks for different reasons, of course. But now, hopefully, this coming Thursday, back in the office, Crystal, Judy be here, be able to fill orders again, get back on track somewhat anyway. But I apologize for not being with you. I don't want to tell you. These things just happen once in a while. And I'll get back real quick through the specials. We still have the 2-for-1 special on REM Sleep and Tranquil. You can buy two of the same one or mix them up, 2-for-1, 2 for $28.95 delivered. That's on special through the end of the month. And I know I missed a lot this month, folks, but I can't help it. It's on special at the end of the month as far as I know right now. So if you need it, please let us know. And I'm still offering from the mask to the mark. Now, folks, as time goes along, you're going to understand more and more why the teaching I did from the mask to the mark is going to be so relevant in the future of this country. As a matter of fact, we're discussing this tomorrow night. Lord willing, if I'm able to be with you tomorrow night, I'm going to try to get through tonight. My dear friend Kevin Gallagher is standing by in case I run out on wind and can't finish up tonight. Bless his heart. He's been there for me all this time. You all know that. He's been a true friend and with his radio network, Truth Be Told Radio Network, he'd been a warrior for Christ for a long time. But I want to share some things with you tomorrow night that is not good news, but it's a truth nonetheless, okay? That's what I mean. It's important that we share these things. But these specials are still going on. We still got to pay bills here. You know that. We're doing our best to struggle to get along here because God's been good to us. He really has. Now, I want to just give you a quick update of what did happen so everybody will know and get some more detail on this. I don't know how it happened. I have no idea how I caught double pneumonia. I never had pneumonia before in my life. I don't know how that happened. The doctor said it's COVID. Could be. I don't think so. Could have been. I just know that when they diagnose COVID, it's a $39,000 check in the hospital's account. So I'm not saying it wasn't. But nonetheless, double pneumonia. And it did bring on a slight heart attack. Yeah, it did. So I've tripled up on the heart drops and kidney drops and CardioCom. I've tripled up on that to rebuild my heart muscles and tissues. It's going to be probably a week or two before I get back into probably say at least somewhat full motion. Right now I am on oxygen because of the double pneumonia. And it is helping, obviously. I'm still here, still breathing. And I just want to tell you, that's what did happen. And come on, all at once, seemed like, I don't know how this come about. I started running a fever. I started feeling kind of tough. Finally gave in and went to the hospital Saturday night. And they took me from there to another hospital about an hour and a half north of us. And put me in a place there for, I guess, for COVID patients, I assume. And did what they could and sent me home. Didn't send me home with any instructions, signed no papers, no nothing. They just loaded me up and took me outside, and my son brought me home. So I'm here. I'm gaining strength every day, and it is a battle. It's an uphill battle. It's not something that I would ever want to wish on anybody. But, folks, you know, I've been in this battle a lot of years. I've served Christ now since 1971. Not in perfection, not even close perfection, but I serve Christ. And I try to do what's right to glorify Him. And I've learned a lot over a lot of years working with Him. And I have people tell, you know, people call and they're concerned. Of course they're concerned. I've asked me, how come God lets bad things happen to good people? You know, that's a good question. It's a fair question. But I have to tell you this. According to the Bible, bad things don't happen to His people. You say, well, preacher, you got double pneumonia and a small heart attack. If I'm His child and He is my God and He is a potter and I'm the clay, whatever His will is not for my bad, for my good. It's not enough to harm me. Romans 8:28 said it's to bless me. Folks, if God is in charge like He says He is, if He is sovereign, then I have no right to complain about whatever comes upon me. I didn't make myself sick. I didn't do anything to try to harm myself. I don't do drugs. I don't do booze. I try to work out. I try to take care of myself. But my Father is for a reason. And if for nothing else, it's increased my faith and show me things in the Bible that I didn't understand before. Even more understanding. You see, these are things that we have to understand as believers in Christ. When something in our life happens that we don't understand, it doesn't mean it's not right for us. It's a learning curve for us. You have to believe that. You really do. And it also makes you understand that as you get older, folks, I'm 72 years old, mortality takes its place. I mean, eventually, all of us are going to leave this world forever in the flesh, going for good. That's how we live now. That's why it's important. It's how we live now that matters, because it's what we do now that matters. If I was laying around and crying and whining because I knocked on my tail and knocked out a little bit and weak and tired, and folks, I get frustrated. I do. I've always been a robust guy. I've always done what I wanted to do when I wanted to do it and felt physically able to do about anything I wanted to. So it bothers me that I'm tied down, so to speak, and limited to what I want to do. But He's still God. You follow what I'm saying? You know, last Saturday when I got sick, finally, they just took me in the ambulance, took me to the hospital. The scripture in the Bible that, you know, well, Christ talking to the disciples and said that, you know, one day when they get older, right now they can do what they want. One day goes and people are going to gather you up and take you where you don't want to go, and you're going to be more or less helpless. That's what He's talking about in old age. And I was wondering about that. I thought, you know, that just doesn't sound right. But it's true. I didn't feel like going to the hospital. I didn't feel like doing anything. I was sick. So they gathered me up and took me to the hospital. This is what Christ said, that you get older and your time, your days start getting less and less. You don't get to do what you used to do and took for granted for so many years. But that doesn't mean there wasn't God's will for my life. These are things I want to encourage you with. I know there's a lot more to talk about tonight, but tomorrow night we're going to discuss why the Republic is dead. The American Republic is dead. The American Republic is dead. It's dead. It's dead. It's dead. And tomorrow night we'll discuss that in more detail. Tonight I want to encourage you to know that there's nothing, if you're born again believer, if you've been born again trusting in Christ, if you've been born again and know that all things work for your good as He promised, all things work for the good for those that he chose, then we mustn't be discouraged because we get what we call a setback. You shouldn't feel that way, folks. I'm only a man. I'm only a human being, and I get discouraged and frustrated. Ask Marcia Jean. I get very aggravated when I can't do what I used to normally do, and I feel like I'm just tied down. But that is part of being alive in this world today. The greatest victory is not knowing your limitations, so to speak. It's knowing what Christ can do in you. That's the greatest victory. If you believe that God is sovereign and rules in the affairs of men, and if you believe He is sovereign and is your Lord, your God, your King, then you have to believe what happens in your life is for your glory, for His glory and your good. Romans 8:28 said so. So what do you do with it? Do we ignore it and act like it isn't true? No, folks. You live just like the Bible says to live. The just shall live by faith. I don't understand all these things. And no one likes to think about a time that they're getting older and their heart's getting weaker and the body's getting frailer. No one wants to think about that. That goes against nature. But it is natural. It happens. There's nothing to be upset about, nothing to fear. It's life. Eternal life abides in me. Why should temporary things concern me so much? Do you understand what I'm saying? If our God lifts up nations and tears down nations, sets up kingdoms and tears down kingdoms, if a sparrow can't fall that he doesn't know about it, do you really honestly believe that he doesn't know what's going on in my life? Do you think that he looked down and said, "Oh my gosh, I didn't mean for him to get sick. That just totally was against what I wanted to happen, and it just happened, and gosh, I hate that." You really believe that? I pray not. Because we serve a God that's much, 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 much bigger than that. My God laid me on my back for a reason, folks, to teach me some more lessons. To show me my frailty as a mere mortal. To show me my temporary status on this earth. To show me that my works on this earth, for Him, is all that's going to matter. I've been blessed tremendously. I really have. I really have. I have a helpmeet that's waited on me hand and foot. I have a very comfortable little home here in the country. I'm so blessed beyond words, beyond measure. Physically, materially, I am blessed. But spiritually is where I want to excel. That's where I want to be the kind of man that God wants me to be. You know, Scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians that we've been bought with a price. Before we get a pity party going, and I'm guilty of that, just like everybody else. We all are. Before we get a pity party going, let's stop and think a minute. What did it cost our Lord and Savior to buy you back from Satan? Were you not bought with a powerful price? Were you not bought with a price far more worth than anything in the world, in the world itself? Was your soul, is your soul not worth more than the whole world, and Christ paid for it with His own body? I have been bought with a price. Why would I dismiss my Savior as fulfilling me because I become sick? Why would I do that? How can I do that? How can I deny someone who lives in me is a part of me? Been bought with a price. As Romans 12 says, my body is to be a living sacrifice for my God. Now, folks, we think about living sacrifice, maybe, oh, well, we'll dedicate our time and our money and or whatever to... No. It's much more than that. A sacrifice is a giving of all. Everything. And it's the least I can do is to offer my body a living sacrifice. Am I tired? Yeah. Do I get sometimes a little frustrated? Of course I do. But when I think about you all out there praying for me and the blessings my God has given me, I can't remain downhearted. Oh, I get discouraged. I'm just like everybody else, folks. I want to do things, and my body isn't quite capable right now of doing things I want to do. And I'm used to being very active. I'm trying to finish a third volume on the book, on the books I've written. I'm probably about halfway through the third volume. I got more I want to write, things I want to do. But my God decided it was time to take a break for some reason. Teach me some lessons, I'm sure. Maybe give me some more retrospect on life and what life's all about. But don't you become discouraged because you think something bad's happened to you. If you love the Lord and you're His child, nothing's going to happen to you that He doesn't allow for a purpose. And you can believe that. You can tell that is Bible, that is truth. You can believe that He said He told you these things because He loves you. He wants to encourage you with His word. Don't you know that I've taught this before, that in Colossians chapter 1, that you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness of wherewith you were a slave to Satan and sin, and translated into the kingdom of the light of Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Isn't that wonderful? If I'm walking in my master's kingdom, and it will be that I am stricken for a while with something, for a lesson or to grow, why would I complain? Why would I murmur? Why would I do that? And of course, in the book of Philippians, I think about chapter 3, I believe it is, you'll find they said our conversation now, right, as we live on this earth, is in heaven. And that word conversation, by the way, means citizenship in Philippians chapter 3. The word conversation means my citizenship is in heaven. It's not on this earth. Yes, I live on this earth. I'm here to make a difference on this earth. I'm here to do my Father's will on this earth. I'm here to try to spread the gospel of Christ and spread the truth of Christ. But folks, I must tell you, encourage you, that the body of Christ is not a loser. The true body of Christ is victorious all the time, every day. The true body of Christ is able to stand up no matter what Satan throws at him. The true body of Christ is able to still stand Satan and all his weapons and all his arrows because of the shield of faith. Folks, the shield of faith has kept me going for a lot of years. And the prayers of my loved ones and sisters, brothers and sisters of Christ, give me strength to stand and keep the shield up and keep the armor on. So tonight I just want to come on and tell you that I am here. I intend on being here, Lord willing, tomorrow night again, and Wednesday night with our guest, Larry Pratt. I cannot promise what tomorrow holds. I had no idea that this is going to happen to me. Two weeks ago, I had no idea. I felt fine. I thought I did. I was doing well. Then all of a sudden, bang, I was a little flat on my back. How it happened, why it happened, as far as what caused it, I really don't know. But I do know that my God is in charge of my life. That my God is in charge of my life, in His health, in His wealth, in His well-being, spiritually and everything else. He's in charge of my life. I will not murmur nor complain. No, I should take that back. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I get very aggravated at myself, because I want to do things that I normally do, and my body just won't do it. But I'm not discouraged. I want you all to know that tonight. That's the main reason I want to talk to you a little while tonight before Kevin Gallagher steps in a little bit and takes over. I want to tell you that I'm not discouraged. I am greatly encouraged by the faith you have in me to try to be a pastor and a brother to you, and a sister, a brother to you, and a leader to you. And I'm greatly encouraged that my God is able to encourage me and increase my faith for these battles ahead. My friends, brothers and sisters, we are in for a hell of a ride ahead in this world. 2021 has taken another huge step in the darkness. This nation was dark beyond words, even under Trump, and you all know that. I'll tell you that. now is taking another huge step into demonic control and powers that we can't even imagine being unleashed on this earth right now, especially in America. I encourage you to get close to Christ, whether in sickness or in health, whether in poverty or wealth, stay close to Christ. If He is your God, if He is your Savior, if He is your provider, if He is your protector, stay close to Him. There's nothing going to happen to you that is outside our Father's will for you. And you can believe that. And you say, preacher, we'll always keep pastors in jail. Yes, we are. Won't be the first time, won't be the last time. But if standing for a faith would cost us what we call earthly freedom, so what? Folks, we've already lost our country. Our nation, as we knew it even 10 years ago, will never be the same again. It's over. But we haven't lost the war. The opportunity now to be a witness for Christ is greater than it ever has been. And the opportunity is going to increase. The doors and windows of opportunity are going to open up like you wouldn't believe for those who are faithful. Oh yeah, we'll be ostracized and maybe prosecuted and persecuted. But the doors are going to open up so we can witness to people. And tonight my witness is this. My God is still my God. Whether I had pneumonia, a heart attack, or walk in robust health, my God is still my God. He's still my strength, my shield. He's still my buckler and my sword. He's everything I need. He is who He is. And I simply refused to surrender to Satan what my God has given me. And that's a peace of mind and a peace in my spirit to know that who I serve will always be on the throne of my life. And no power in heaven or earth can separate me from that. None. I want to serve Him with all my heart. I want to serve you all with all my heart and do my best to be a brother and a friend to you. March will make 29 years on the radio. 29 years. Wow, no wonder I'm tired, huh? 29 years. I'm still here. Been through many battles and trials and turmoils and all manner of things, folks, that I won't even just get into tonight. But as I look back over those things, I can see how each and every situation made me stronger in Christ. Not because I'm good. No. Not been nothing to brag on me. No. But because my faith is in Him, not in me on this earth or anything in this earth. My faith is on my Savior and knowing that He is there. Now I'm going to take time to take a phone call to, if you want to call and say hi to us. I wish you would. I'm going to turn the program over to Kevin Gallagher in about 10 minutes. You can call me if you want to and say hi at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I'd love to hear from you tonight. I really would, just to hear your voice. 844-769-2944. Love to just say hi to us, but I just want to come on tonight long enough to encourage you and help you understand that I am not defeated. You're not defeated. Christ can't be defeated. The kingdom will stand forever and ever. Ever and ever and ever. We can praise His name for eternity. Let's do it now. Let's start now. Let's start doing it now when things may seem a little different, a little tough. Let's start now when it seems like all hope is lost. Looking at it from the world's point of view, it is all lost. But from Christ's point of view, folks, we can't lose. If we live by faith, and the just shall live by faith, and all these things that we see coming and going will be to His glory and our good. One day we'll share together for eternity with our Lord and Master. All these little trials and temptations and bumps and thumps along the way will seem as nothing. They truly will. And that is a blessing I have in my heart every day. All right, I'm going to take a phone call. It's good to hear from my sister Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Good evening, Pastor. It's good to hear you.
Thank you. Good to hear you. Thank you.
You know, God is teaching us all a lesson with you being sick. And I said it to Todd. It's a good thing we've got a strong faith. Because if you rely on, and you are our leader on earth, Jesus,
real.
And then God. But if you rely on your leader and you don't strengthen your own, and you don't have your own faith strong,
that's
if
right.
something happened to them,
that's right.
Where are you going to be? And you are here. And I'm sure God had a few words for you while you were going through all this.
Oh, he has. He's shown me a lot and taught me a lot. And things I didn't understand before, like I said, by, you know, when they gather you up and move you where you don't want to go because you're old and feeble. When you're young, you don't think about those things. As you get older, you see these things. Your body is going to wear out.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And you're right. Yep.
And my God is still God. No matter what happens, he's still in charge of my life. And I didn't like getting double pneumonia. I didn't like having a small heart attack. But I'm not in charge of that. I just work here.
That's right. God decides. And
Amen.
He used you to teach all of us.
Well, I pray so. I want to encourage you. That's why I'm on the air tonight. I really want to encourage people. Do not be discouraged in time of adversity. Yeah. Do not be discouraged. Mm-hmm. Do not be dismayed. Do not be afraid. Keep your eyes on Christ.
Yeah. Are you still there?
I'm still
Hello?
Here.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I was going to give you a quick tip, and I don't know where I heard it or where I saw it, but if you take your Bible and make sure all the notes are out and the pages are loose, and you hold the Bible with the cover open, and you hold your Bible, and you ask God a question or what you want to know. If you if you can't hear him, and let it fall open, there will be a verse that will guide you.
All
it
right.
will guide you.
Amen.
It does work. It does work. One night in a chat room, I helped a lady who was having a real crisis. And I did that, and she started writing down the verses. And she keeps the verses on her mirror to remind her. This.
Amen.
This. Ask God a question. But you hang in there. Don't overdo it. You know,
well, thank you.
You sound
I'll
a
do
little
my best,
stronger.
I promise.
You sound a little stronger today than you did on Saturday. And God bless
you
and your wife.
Oh, yes, Jan. Thank you so much, honey. I appreciate it. God bless you. Thank you. And, folks, we're going to bring Kevin Gallagher up in a few minutes. I'll be back with you tomorrow night, Lord willing, again, for at least half an hour to discuss some things. To thank you all for being there for us. God bless your hearts. I do love you. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Dorbo Foods, the only Dorbo food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Dorbo foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
This is war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Call to Decision. I am Kevin Gallagher, and I'm sitting in for the last half hour for Butch. And it was just really great to hear Butch's voice tonight and hear from him and hear what's been going on with him. And we've been praying for him. And when I say we, myself and my wife. My wife is joining me tonight, so it's her radio debut here on Call to Decision, and we'll get to her in a minute. She's going to be joining me here on the program tonight, and it looks like we'll probably be doing this again tomorrow night, and pinch hitting, I guess, or something, and helping Butch out to fill the time and hopefully bring you some great content. And I was talking with some people today and talking with my wife, and I'm sure she'll have some things to say about it. But over, especially since January 6th onward, and then with the 20th with the inauguration, I felt a little bit down, a little bit kind of depressed. And the thing is, I had to equate it to remembering back to when my brother passed away, and I felt like I was grieving. And really just grieving for my country. And you heard the comments that Butch made earlier, and it's true. We're now no longer a republic. We're going headfirst, whether we like it or not, straight into communism. And that can provide, I understand, some trepidation, some fear, depression even. And the thing is we're all feeling it. And I think a lot of us are confused to a degree, because we've been praying and we've been asking God for direction and for God to bless this country. And we, as the remnant, God blesses the remnant. And we don't ever forget that. But I wanted to say hello, wife. Hello, Barbara, all the listeners, and all the listeners, my wife, Barbara.
Hi, everyone. I'm glad to be here tonight, joining my husband and for Pastor Butch Paul. And I know God has something planned. And you know, how many know that God is a good God? And He is alive, and nothing catches Him by surprise. And the best thing is to have a relationship with Him. It makes life a lot more easier. It doesn't make everything go away, all our problems and situations and troubles, but it's good to know that He is with us.
Yes. And we've been looking at, and you've been actually, you've been doing really the yeoman's work. You've been looking at the word joy. And right now, this is a time really to be actually talking about joy and what it is. And joy is not really an emotion that, it's not conditional. It's not based upon conditions and being happy. Joy is an inside job. It says that Jesus went to the cross because of the joy that was set before Him. And I wanted to turn this over to you and share some of the things that you have, Barb.
Well, lately, you know, it's been this verse, the joy of the Lord is my strength is our strength. And that's in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. And it says, do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, we know that it's not the kind of joy that that depends on what happens in our life, but it's something that is different. It's much more different than that, and it doesn't depend on happenings. So what it is it's an inner knowing that no matter what is going on around us and about us, we have this assurance because it's the God kind of joy. It's divine. It comes from Him that no matter what, everything's going to be okay. And so I just want to say some things about it. The joy of the Lord is the gladness of heart that comes from knowing God, abiding in Christ, and being filled with the Holy Spirit. Joy is also the part of the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23. This joy is present even though and through trials of life. But, you know, we know that happiness is a feeling, but joy isn't the same thing as happiness, because we know that happiness is fleeting. Yeah. And if, you know, somebody is making us happy, then, you know, we can be joyful. But this joy that I'm talking about comes truly from the heart of God, and it's in us. So if we're born again and we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, we have the fruit of the Spirit of joy inside of us, and God's going to get us through. And this is a time that, you know, it's very hard. We've been through different things. We've been up and down, in and out, you know, but we know one thing, that God is still on the throne. He hasn't changed. He's the same yesterday as He is today, and He will be forever. And He's constant. And I am so glad, because you know how the weather changes. It'd be a horrible thing to know that our God is the same way as like the weather.
You know, it's interesting if you think about it, that our God never changes. And and that He's always faithful. And let's just, here's a little mind game that you can kind of play with yourself and say, well, what if, and let's use the verse that talks about God not being capable of lying. And what if it's said in Scripture, well, God's only going to lie once in a million years. And you're praying and everything, and maybe you're that one poor guy that in a million years gets the one lie. Can you then rely on God for anything?
Mm-hmm.
You might be that one poor guy that gets that one lie in a million years. But God is incapable of lying. He does not lie. He is faithful. He is true. He is just. And we know that we can rely on Him. And that's an awfully good thing.
Well, also the Bible says, consider it all joy, you know, when we go through trials and tribulations, because what it does is produces endurance.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many things that we have to go through in life, but, you know, without the Lord and giving us that assurance so that we can endure, you know, that we know that we can make it to the end, that would be horrible, that if we didn't have Him to really lean on and depend on, we'd be all in a bad way.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, what else do you have there? So please continue.
Well, I do know that, you know, the Lord says that, you know, He loves us, and He said He'll never leave us nor forsake us. You know, so I know He is there, no matter even if we don't feel well, we're sick in body, you know. But it's these things that make us strong. Even when we go through trials and tribulations, that makes us stronger. And that He wants us, and I know He's causing a separation where, you know, from the Christians to the believers, and He wants us to be really solid in Him, to know who He is. This is a time that He wants us to be in prayer and to know that He is with us and that He's not, has not left us, and that He'll get us through to the end if we just keep our eyes on Him.
Yeah. And it's important to know, too, because like you were saying, separating the Christians from the believers. It's separating those who have a religious experience with God versus having a real relationship.
Yes, that's exactly
right. And that's the thing, because in its purest form, Christianity should never be a religion. Christianity should be a way of his father with his children. And that you should be able to have that relationship, because it says that we cry out in our hearts, Abba, Father. And in that language, it was the sweetest, most dearest, most endearing term that someone could call their father. And we don't really have a good way of translating it into English. It might be when your kid just looks up at you, gives you that loving, crazy look, and just says, oh, Daddy. And maybe that's the closest thing we can get to it. But our father wants a relationship with his children. It's about relationship. And it took me, oh, Barb, it took me, I'm 56 now, and I know only for a couple of years now. You know, it finally got through the thick Irish skull. It's about relationship. It's not about religion. It's not about how many I's you dot, how many T's you cross, because God doesn't care about that. He's not up there with some abacus and going, well, Kevin, you made 36 sins like this today, and you had another 18 over here. Oh, we can't forget about those 7 other sins like this and what you thought. Okay, you know, I'm human. God knows, as it says in Psalm 103, knows that we are dust. He knows our frame. He knows what we're made of. He knows we're going to fall flat on our face. He knows it. And God has provided. You see, God has provided the way out. God has provided the solution that came in his son, Jesus Christ. And we are able to take us. See, Jesus had no sin. He could be the sacrifice. We couldn't be the sacrifice because we already had the sin. So Jesus could take his sins upon himself, just like the lamb did in the Old Testament. That pointed to the Christ. And he could take the sins and take them away from us, and not just whitewash them, not like take out the air freshener and go, oh, man, it smells like, oh, that fish you cooked, Barb, man, the whole house smells of it, and we can go and spray, and it gets away, gets rid of the smell for a short time, and then it wears off, and the smell of that cooked fish comes back. But Jesus just didn't do the spray cleaner in the air. He cleaned everything out once and for all. He didn't have the stench coming back. And it's about that relationship where we can go, and what you see in 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, you see the relationship that's talked about, where you can say, hey, Daddy, I sinned. Forgive me. Because God knows. All the way back in the Old Testament, it said in Psalm 103, going back to Psalm 103 again, he separated our sins as far as the east is from the west. And I know there's some silly people out there that think the world is flat. It's not. It's round. And when you go around the globe, you can keep going east in one direction. Keep going. You're forever going east. You turn back the other way and you're going west. And guess what? You're forever going west. But if you start tracing your finger up to the North Pole, eventually you're going south. And even with the blood of calves and goats and everything else, God still separated our sins as far as the east is from the west. Remember them no more. So imagine how much more Jesus was able to do for us, not only in his death, but in his resurrection. Because unlike the other so-called great world religions, those graves still have a body in them. You know what makes Christianity different? Sans body. There's no body in the grave. It's gone. Because the greatest three words that have ever been spoken, folks, is he is risen. And that's why we can have the joy. We can have the joy because we don't worship a God that has a body in the grave. We worship a God that has an empty grave. The grave is empty. And we have the Son of God who sits at the right hand of God. And it's a beautiful, wonderful reality because we have what he has. He's given us what he's given us. And it's beyond anything. You start reading through the Bible and you look at how many times, especially in the New Testament, how many times everything is written in the past tense. What he's already done for us. Not what you and I have to do. It's what he's already done. Because it's all based on relationship.
That's right. And you know what? We're so beautifully and wonderfully and fearfully made according to Psalm 139. And the Lord said that he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. He knew us. And he has a divine plan for each and every one of us. We just didn't show up on planet Earth with nothing to do, without purpose and destiny. And we do have purpose and destiny, and God wants us to find out what that is that we could do for him. And even though we're going through this time and this turbulence and these dark times in life, we know that Jesus is the light, and we are to be the light. And we're not to hide our light under a bushel, and that people need to see the Christ in us. And they can, because we are his hands, we are his feet, we are his eyes and his mouth. And when we open our mouth, you know, when the scripture comes out, we can build another person up. And where we go, we're a compliment, because we have Christ in us, the hope of glory. And when people see us, and when we start to smile, and a lot of times they'll say, there's something about that person. It's the Christ in us.
Yeah.
And when we do something good for somebody else, it's like Jesus reaching out and touching that person. And, you know, when we pray, every part of our Christian life and what we do for the Lord matters to him. And when we get our focus on him, he said that when we first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said that everything else will be added unto us. When we're about the Father's business, he's about our business. So we need to understand that we need to keep our eyes focused on him, and he will get us through those dark times, those hard places, and he'll put hope in our heart again as we focus on him. And that doesn't mean that all our health issues will go away. It doesn't mean that everything will fade, but he is the healer. And yes, definitely he will heal our bodies and things like that, according to Isaiah 53 and 5 and 1 Peter 2 and 24. But, you know, he wants us to, you know, to focus on him, and he takes care of the details.
You know, I'm going to do this right now. I was bringing up Psalm 103. It's not a very long psalm. I'm going to go through this very quickly with you. It's probably my favorite of the psalms. It's an amazing psalm, and I'm just going to quickly go through this. It's the only psalm that opens up with a double blessing. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul." And what? Forget not all his benefits. God is so wonderful, so merciful, that he doesn't ask us to remember all of his benefits. We can't do it. Our brains have really good forgetters. I know mine does. And it says to forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all of our iniquities. Who heals all of our diseases. Remember, this is before the cross, people. This is before the cross. This is Old Testament. And look at the standard that's already been set. Who heals all thy diseases, who redeems my life from what? Destruction. Who crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. And that's a really, really cool little statement that a lot of us in the Western world don't understand. But there's types of eagles, and I think there's one or two species of vulture in that section of the world in the Middle East, that when they get their feathers get really old and ratty and worn out, they will go up to a very high altitude and come down into a body of water at a high rate of speed, and it rips a majority of the feathers off of them. And then they'll swim to shore, and they'll pick the feathers, the remaining feathers, off. Now, eagles are known for two things. Number one, they can go a long period of time without eating. And it's also very hard, because of this aspect about them, it can be very difficult to determine their age. And when those feathers grow back in, that eagle can be 50, 60 years old, but look like it's 10 years old. It look like a new bird. Completely reborn. And it says, very clearly in scripture, it says, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles, and the Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all who are what? Oppressed. So we remain righteous through all this. We do what's righteous, no matter how much the suffering is. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Hey, do you want to know God's ways? Moses had a relationship, people. The children of Israel didn't. You want to know what God is up to? You want to know his ways? Know him, and he will know you. As you move closer to God, he moves closer to you. The Lord is what? Merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plentiful in mercy. This is Old Testament, people. He will not always chide. He won't keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. A lot of people think that that's the way things are done, but my Bible says something different. For as high as heaven is above the earth, so great is his what? Mercy. How high is the heavens above the earth? That's how great his mercy is towards them that what? Fear him. Have that reverential awe. As far, here it is. Number verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far as removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities or loves his children, so the Lord pities or loves them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that what? We are dust. Just like I was saying. See, I didn't lie to you. It says that right there in scripture. And I didn't write this. This was written thousands of years ago. As for man, what? His days are grass. Flower of the field, so he flourishes. The wind passes over it. It's gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. But the what? Mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him or have that reverential respect. And his righteousness unto our children's children. To such keep his covenant and those that remember his commandments to do them. And the Lord has prepared his throne in the heavens. His kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless you all the, bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, you ministers of his, that do his what? Pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, and in all the places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Now you read a psalm like that and you say, man, I want to worship a God just like that. Don't you? I mean, you read that and you think, that's the kind of God I want to worship. That's my kind of God. And you know what? He is. And now all we got to do is get in that place where you get to know him. And there's only one way to do that, Barb, is there?
Yes, yes.
What is that?
By accepting him into your heart. And believing that he has died on the cross for you and given up his life for you. And, you know, it's so easy. And all you need to do is ask Jesus into your heart by just saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. And thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for me. I invite you now into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. And I thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross for me. And it's just that simple. And reading your Bible, getting into a church that is a full gospel church, trusting in God, and tell somebody that, you know, you've accepted Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior. And now, you know, when you've done that, you know, your name is written in God's book. And yes, he does have books in heaven. And if you're a backslidden person, it's never too late for you to come back. You just need to say the same prayer I just said a minute ago. Just invite him into your heart. Ask him to forgive you of your sins. And just thank him for it. And know that you're going to mess up, but don't give up. Look up and run to Christ. Don't run away from him. Satan likes to make people feel guilty and run away from the Lord because they feel they can never measure up. You know, they feel condemned and all kinds of things. And that's the favorite thing of the enemy. But Jesus says, you come to him and he will forgive you and just move forward again. You know, because the Holy Spirit does convict us of the things that we do wrong to drive us closer to him for a better, victorious life, not to keep us from having fun or anything. But God loves you. You know, he sent his son to the cross for us so that he can have a family and have a relationship with you. And so this is what we need to do in order to really know him, is to get to know him by reading your word and to communicating and let him talk back to you as well, because he does speak in a still small voice. And, you know that, you know he's with you all the time.
Yes, he is.
And he's in your midnight hour.
Yep. And it's a good thing, because we got a great God.
Yes.
And that's a very good thing.
He's an awesome God.
And remember, when the enemy is sitting around pointing fingers at you and telling you all about your past and how you don't measure up, there's one thing I want you to do. I want you to remind the enemy what his future is. That's all you need to do to get out of that little trap. Remind the devil, remind the enemy, the adversary, Beelzebub, whatever term you want to throw in there for him, he's got a million different titles, but he's the same rotten scoundrel. And you just remind him of what his future is. That's all you need to do, because what was done 2,000 years ago on the cross. And you and I had nothing to do with that. God authored the plan of salvation. He sent his son. And if you were the only person in the history of all mankind to ever believe, God would do it all over again just for you.
That's right.
So remember that, and that if you ever wonder about what you're worth to God, God would not have paid for you more than what you were worth. And God paid for you the life, the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection of the Son of God. That's what you were worth. So never forget that. Never let that get lost upon you. And if you keep that in mind, you can't go wrong. You really can't. Folks, I'm Kevin Gallagher, and I'm joined here by my wife, Barb Gallagher. And we just wanted to hopefully bless you and bring you a message that we really hope that you'll be able to think about tonight after we go off the air. And Butch will be back tomorrow, and we'll probably be back filling in the other half hour so that we can bless Butch. And you can listen to Butch on our radio network, too. We carry it right from GS Radio. And we carry it on the smart speakers, and I know they listen to you and everything else, but there's a ton of you out there that have them. So put them to good use and listen to the Word of God with them. So you can listen to Butch, just say, hey, you know, whatever. You can say the A word, Alexa. You can say the Google word or a Siri. And it works on your cell phone, too, because Android, there's assistance built into the Android phone for Google. Siri's built into your Apple iPhone. And just tell it, hey, play Truth Be Told Radio Network around 8 o'clock Eastern Time, and you're listening to the feed coming right from GS Radio. And it's our pleasure to do it. So, you know, with that, Barb, any final thoughts before we go bye-bye? I think we got a couple seconds.
Well, I just want to say God is love, and he loves you.
And that's great. Folks, I'm Kevin Gallagher, sitting in for Butch tonight. I think I'm probably Butch's favorite Connecticut name. Night, and we'll be talking to you again tomorrow. Have a great night. God bless you.
Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.